It's got the spontaneous composition of a touching tune.
Can you... What are the lyrics to the song again?
They may fuck my pussy, but you're the only one who has my heart.
And what's the song about?
It's about a chick who bangs a lot of dudes, and then she goes home and she tells, like, a guy...
How many dudes?
Like, I don't know. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like how many is realistic? Because it has to be a real...
You have to please her and the guy.
Exactly. It can't be like 900 guys, because nobody, you know, whatever. That's just silly.
We don't want to be unrealistic.
Like, yeah, we want to say, like, if a chick... Like, she wakes up in the morning at 9 a.m.
We're going to have to work this out and record this.
Yeah, she wakes up at, like, 9 a.m. and her husband goes to work. Or her boyfriend, or the guy she truly loves. It doesn't matter if they're married or not. He has her heart.
It's going to be a fiddle.
They live together in an apartment. Okay, this chick and this guy. She's totally in love with him. He's totally in love with her. When he goes off to work from 9 to 5, she's off fucking as many guys as she can. We're talking about like at least 4 dudes. They fuck her really good. And then she comes home. And he comes home after a long day of work. He pays for the rent. And then he's like, hey, baby, how are you? And then she says, you know, they may fuck my pussy, baby. But you're the only one who has my heart.
They may fuck my pussy.
But you're the only one who has my heart.
That's a verse. That's not a chorus, though. That's literally a verse.
That's the concept. But it has to be realistic. It can't
be... They may fuck my pussy.
But you're the only one who has my heart. Yeah.
They may fuck my pussy,
but you're the only one who has my heart.
They may fuck my pussy,
but you're the only one who has my heart.
They may fuck my pussy, but you're the only one that has my heart.
Oh yeah.
Yeehaw. That's the verse.
See, I was under the impression that this was going to be like a punk rock song.
I don't know, man. It's a romantic
country's
song.
Country's kind of punk rock. Punk rock's kind of country.
Yeah, but if you're calling country punk rock, then everything's punk rock.
Well, no, country punk rock.
Mozart's fucking punk rock. Because, you know, he like went against the system.
Yeah. No. Country punk rock. The progressions, the chords.
You have my heart. But you're one after one after another. You gotta be like,
they may fuck my pussy,
but you're the only one who has my heart.
They may fuck my pussy,
but
like
you're the only one who has my heart.
It's very
they may fuck my pussy,
but you're the only one who has my heart, baby doll. They may fuck my pussy. Yeah.
Do you have any other lyrics?
And that's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to figure out.
Then you go with the chorus.
It's like at least 4 dudes.
Basic blues, you know.
Like she comes home with cum all over herself.
You know, like, you know.
She got jismed on by like 6 dudes. And he sees the jism like.
Sees the jism. Sees the jism.
But then she says, baby.
But then
she says, baby, they may fuck my pussy. See,
there you go. That's all you gotta do.
I'm dying, man.
Ridiculous.
You're the only one who has my heart.
That was the chorus or whatever. Right.
But I think that's true love because she's being honest. Like, deceptive, she wouldn't be telling him. Like, she'd be sneaking off and be like, just using him for his money, but she's being honest. She's coming back and saying, listen, I fuck a lot of men.
But
they fuck me really good in my pussy.
It's not about who you fuck, it's about who you trust.
Yes, yeah. And love.
Yeah.
Love and trust are intertwined.
She's not doing this for a living, right?
She's doing because she enjoys
pure
it.
Pure pleasure.
They
she's just going out and
she's honest about it.
But you're the only one who has my heart.
But they may fuck my pussy.
But you're the only one who has my heart.
They may fuck my pussy.
But you're the only one that has my heart.
They may fuck my pussy.
But you're the only one who has my heart. That's how it goes, man. We got, I don't know. We're going to figure that out. See, I gave him
my pussy all night. Dan's the guy.
Dan, they fuck my pussy.
You should be like the guy in the story. The guy in the story.
I'm the luckiest man alive. And it feels good. She likes that shit.
She you have to have a person that makes that clear.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what we keep getting.
What if he tells her to stop, but she just won't? That could be part of it, right?
But why?
The story,
but
that's when
that's what he's explaining. She's explaining to him,
and he's like asking her to stop, and she's like trying to explain, like, I can't stop, like I can't, but I it's I can't stop doing it. But I love you. I'm telling you because I love you, and I'm telling you that I can't stop. I'm not doing it because I don't love you.
Right.
I'm doing it because I have to. Like, it's a problem.
No. There's no problem.
Oh, there's no problem.
She loves doing it.
No, but she can't. But he wants her to stop.
I think he accepts it because he loves her. That's the thing. Does he truly love her or not?
But
if he doesn't accept it, he's an asshole.
But there's gotta be. But there's gotta be like some kind of. Isn't there a conflict where he like at first he asks her to stop, but he eventually comes to accept?
No. It's just something that she volunteers to let him know how much she loves him.
Right, and isn't he all like, hey, could you stop that? And she's like, no, you got it all wrong. You got it all wrong. It has nothing to do with my love for you.
No.
I just have to do it. And he's like, okay, I get it.
Do you
want to
know where the conflict comes in?
I get it now. And then he's cool with it.
You want to know where the conflict
Here's where the conflict comes in. Seriously, I'm answering. Okay, here's where the conflict comes in. Okay, like, she bangs a lot of dudes on the side.
Yeah, right.
One of those guys gets jealous of that guy because he's fucking her and she's orgasming over and over again. She's getting fucked in every position and she's enjoying the shit out of it. But this guy is like, this bitch is great.
That's the concept.
But she doesn't love me. And it's fucking me up. Who's this asshole? And he's yelling at her. See, and he's in, and one of the guys who's banging her, really good, better than the guy she loves, bangs her. But that guy's jealous.
I say the conflict is that dude wants her to love him, and the conflict then is that her love wants her to stop banging dudes, and the conflict is her trying to say, like, I like to fuck you, but I don't love you. And then I love you, but I like to fuck him.
I like Daniel's conflict better. I think it's funnier if, like, the guy's fine with it, but if, like, one of the other dudes gets jealous.
Yeah, the guy who's fucking her and, like, having great sex all day with her, and it's just no strings attached, just fucking.
I counted no less than 6 orgasms.
Yeah, and she's...
That equals love.
And she, yeah, and then...
By default.
And she's like, no, he has my heart. You don't have my heart. You may fuck my pussy, but Billy Joe has my heart. And he's all fucked up in the head about it, like, why don't you love me? Why don't you love me? I fuck you better than this guy does. You know what I'm saying? And he's all fucking torn up about it. And Billy Joe's just chilling. He's like, well, you may fuck her pussy, but she don't love you. Exactly. You see what I'm saying? That's the conflict.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he's necessarily, it might be a little jealousy because she does have to reassure him. That's the whole concept of her saying, now listen, baby, they may fuck my pussy, but I only...
And that's what I meant, is she has to reassure him, but he's, like, immediately, like, cool with it once he understands. At first, he's, like, a little...
Okay,
that's what I'm saying. At first, he's a little, like, he doesn't understand at first.
Right,
but when she explains it to him, he's like, oh, okay. He comes to terms with it pretty quick or whatever, I don't know.
Well, that's the thing. He's cool with it as long as that's the case. Yeah. As long as her heart is only with him. like, that's the old... Then he's cool with it.
Yeah.
And he feels he's actually laughing at those other
chumps. Yeah.
Like, they're such douchebags fucking her because
the whole point of her saying that line is she has to explain it to him what's going on. Like, you know, they may have my pussy, but you have my heart.
No, but then it turns into like a thing where he just likes to hear it because it gets him all hard.
Okay, yeah.
So he's a cuck.
Yeah.
He's a cuck.
As they would say.
No, he's not, though. He's not a cuck because he's the one who has it up over on these guys. They're the bitches.
That's called like a hot wife. Nice. Hot wife is the new term.
Oh, is it?
Hot wife is the new term to kind of take back the night.
Yeah, yeah.
Cuckolds.
Yeah, yeah.
Because so like cuckolding is like a long and ancient tradition.
Yeah, it is. It goes back to
ancient
Middle Ages.
Like a fun time. It's like, yo, come over, fuck my wife.
Please bang my wife.
But the problem is,
is that the alt-right...
There's a site that has that, bang my, please bang my wife, where the guy has to say, please bang my... It's all set up and bullshit.
But the thing is that, like, the alt-right, the racists...
Yeah.
They morphed cuckolding into this weird thing where it's black men... Having sex with a woman while, like, her husband her is white like, husband's chained like, in the corner.
Yeah.
And like, either tied up or, like, she's like, you gotta watch.
He's being emasculated, yeah.
But that's not, that's like a very narrow thing. And the weird thing is the most people who watch that are white supremacists.
Which
like,
is they're weird.
The one, they, you know, it sort of makes sense. It's like,
it does, yeah.
Because they hate themselves.
So, yeah, so yeah. The broader community.
They think they hate black people, but they hate themselves.
Exactly. That's true.
I think they also hate black people. Yeah. I agree they hate themselves.
Yeah, but they
in
also...
In addition to that.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Or because of that.
Yeah.
It's, so, it's a paradox.
Yeah.
It's a chicken and the egg. It's a racist and the black person type situation.
It's like a chicken and the egg, Jordan.
But the rest of the cuckolding community is rebranding themselves as the hot wife community.
Oh, I never even heard of this.
To be cuckolding like, you should have sex with my wife.
Right.
And
bang my wife,
send
please.
Me pictures...
These people are friends
she'll
with
send
each other.
Me pictures mm-hmm. of like other like my wife will like yeah. be like I'll be at work and like but like she's sending me pictures
back.
Not to be like haha look at this she's sending me pictures to be like yeah
ah so yeah
because he's like ah my wife is hot that's
exactly.
what they call it. Hot that's... wife you want to fuck my wife and I'll let you.
No, but
like,
he—that's
the idea.
He has no say in this in our story, though. He's just a guy. Who,
well, I'm saying he seems more insane, like this.
Yeah, and
like,
oh yeah, it's
where
closer
he's
to that.
Like, he's like, yeah, you know.
Yeah, he doesn't really. He doesn't get off on the idea, but
yeah, he's not
he doesn't really about. Like it. That he doesn't dislike it.
It's
like it doesn't affect him. It doesn't hurt him in any way, or make him feel insecure in any way. But it also doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't, like, turn him on, either.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah.
I should probably, like, go home.
Why? We just got
actually,
started.
Actually, I have to take my car into the shop.
I love how you started recording.